Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to One Bills Live from Spartanburg, South Carolina. The Bills off the field, off the practice field after a workout with the Carolina Panthers. John Murphy, Steve Tasker, and our special guest, one of the new Buffalo Bills on the weekend flurry of signings. They signed an 11-year veteran. Cornerback Captain Munnerlyn is with us. Hi, Captain.
Hey, how you
nice
doing?
To meet you. Thanks for
yes,
coming
sir.
By.
Yes,
great
sir.
To see you, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
This
you
has got to be easy for you. You're right back in your basically your neighborhood, right?
Where
you went here to camp for, what, 7 or 8 years?
7 years. I was here for 7 years, and last year I was here. So I'm back in my backyard that I'm used to. I'm comfortable with it. I was telling the guys in the locker room it's going to be hot, so make sure you hydrate and don't wear long sleeves.
You were in South Carolina in college,
yes,
too. I mean,
yes.
This is really –
The Carolinas have been my home since 2006, since I left high school. You know, I've been in the Carolinas, and, you know, I've always been my home, and I made it my home.
Yeah. Coming back now, what was your first impression when you came in wearing a different color jersey, and what was your impression coming down that hill?
Coming down the hill, it was different. It was different. You know, we took a bus, so coming down the hill, walking down the hill, and, you know, seeing the different color jerseys, and I got a different color jersey on now, and the fans still, like, Captain, with all the Carolina stuff, it's like, oh. I don't even want to sign that no more. You know, I'm with the Buffalo Bills now. So, but it was definitely different. But at the same time, it's exciting, man, to go out there just to be playing football again.
Right.
You've been on the move. Now, you live in Charlotte. The Bills brought you up, what, over the weekend Saturday?
Yes, sir.
And talked to you. They did not practice Saturday, but got a meeting with you. And then on the practice field in Buffalo Sunday.
Yes.
And then flew down here Monday.
Yes. I actually made a joke with Bean and Coach McDermott. I was like, listen, y'all could have just waited till y'all got to Spartanburg. Yeah. I could have got my clothes together, got myself together, did what I need to do, and got on the practice field. But it was a key for me staying and, you know, get to know my teammates. You know, if you're a new guy, you want to know your teammates. And then if I would have just showed up down here and say if I got in a little scuffle, you know, those guys don't know me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So to have that day under my belt.
Might be all by yourself.
Yes.
In
it, yes. Right? You know, I'm just being real. And, you know, being that I got a day under my belt, they got to know me for a full day, got to see what type of person I am and things like that. You know, I felt like, you know, if I did got into something, they had my back.
There was no scuffle today. Where did we left?
No.
There was nothing going on.
Cool, right? It was cool, clean football, a lot of trash talking, but at the same time, it was clean. Guys had fun, and we competed.
This is different, though. When you come in and bring two teams from other training camps, you bring them together, there's always that thought about, wow, how is this going to go?
Yes.
You have to manage the tempo, and you have to manage the intensity, because if you don't, it'll get out of hand in a hurry. What do you get? What's the best part about this for your team? What's this tell you about your team? What's the benefits?
The benefits for it is going against somebody else. You know, on a daily basis, we've been going against each other. You know, being a training camp, you go against each other every single day. You get tired. You know, you get tired of going against the same guys. And it's a good benefit for the coaches to evaluate you with some of your peers in the NFL, you know, some of the guys around the league. So it's definitely a great benefit for us. And I think both teams did a great job today just going out there competing. They kept it between the lines. And I feel like we made plays when it came to us. And I really feel like we won today. The Buffalo Bills won today.
You went deep into the summer without a team. Were you always intending on playing?
I never thought about retiring. You know, guys was asking me, man, what are you going to do, Captain? What you going to do? I never thought about retiring because I still love the game. I still feel like I got a lot of football left in me. Like I told y'all guys before we got on air, 31 years old. You know, everybody look at me like, oh, he's so old. I'm only 31 years old. I got a lot of football left in me. I just been around the league a long time. That's all. But got a lot of football left in me, and I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, you started young. You came out of South Carolina. You were 20.
Yes, sir.
When you got drafted, came out. Played with them for 5 years, and you spent 3 years in Minnesota. Tell us about your experience up in the NFC North.
Oh man, it was a great experience. It was my first time ever actually playing in cold weather. We played outside for the first 2 years. My first 2 years standing up there was outside, and then we went inside. But it was great, man. It was a great experience. I never really seen snow before because I'm from Mobile, Alabama originally.
Oh, yeah.
And to get up there and see all that snow and the practice in the snow and have some of those Coles game was – it really made me tough. You know, it really made me tough. So It definitely was a different experience, but I love that experience in Minnesota. It was a great, great time for me.
Yeah, Minnesota is will be much colder than it will be in Buffalo. It might get more snow in Buffalo, but it's colder in Minnesota.
Oh, really?
Than it is in Buffalo.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, I can definitely handle it. Yeah.
You go along with that,
oh,
right?
I agree with that, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, because I definitely had a game in the playoffs where it was negative, like 14 degrees in Minnesota. We played Seattle.
That. You won't get that. You won't get that in Buffalo.
I had to go to the sideline every TV timeout. I was on the sideline like this, then run back on the field. Nickel, nickel, nickel.
I feel you, bro. It's cold. Yeah. Talk a little bit. What's your outlook? I mean, what did they tell you when they signed you? What do they expect you to do? Obviously, it's important to them what they're trying to build here. One of the things we always hear about is DNA.
Yes.
So they knew the kind of guy you were, and that's really important in this locker room.
Yes, it's very important. I actually went to Coach Mack and Coach Bean. I mean Bean today, and told them, man, y'all really building a great football team around here. You know, the personnel that they got, the people that they have, you know, it's great teammates, man. Just to be around the guys for a couple of days, you know, you can tell, you know, it's a great atmosphere that they got in that building. And what they want out of me, man, is just come in, compete, be a leader that like I am. I don't want to step on nobody's toes, any things like that. But, you know, we got a lot of young guys in the secondary, especially at the cornerback position and at the nickelback position. So they just want me to come in and, you know, bring them under my wings. And if it's, you know, a competition, I told those guys when they first signed me, I talked to the young guys. I said, listen, competition bring out the best of everybody. You know, if I'm playing at a very high level and I raise your game up and you playing at a very high level, it makes everybody better. It makes the team better. So I'm all about going out there competing. And I told those guys, that's what I'm here for, just compete. If you win a job, you win a job. But we definitely going to go out there. We're going to compete. And we're going to see who's going to win a job. The best man win.
With Bills corner, Captain Munnerlin just signed to the roster over the weekend. It's good competition in that cornerback group, right?
Yes, sir.
Levi Wallace, Tre'Davious White, Kevin Johnson, Taron Johnson.
Yes.
Saran Neal's running nickel a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Where do you fit in? Are you a nickel primarily? Is that?
Oh, yeah. That's basically my position. You know, Coach McDermott, he had me when I was a young pup, and they taught me the nickel position in this defense, and I fell in love with it. I'm definitely a nickel back. I love it. But if it's time for me to play outside, I can do it too. Nickel is definitely my primary role. I love it. I'm a great blitzer. I bring toughness. And you got to be able to fit the run in this defense, especially in nickel. You know, you never know what Coach McDermott going to put you in the box, and you got to go out there and make tackles.
And one of the things I want to ask you about that you mentioned just a minute ago, that a lot of people outside of football really have a hard time getting their mind around. So you're in this room with 8-10 guys playing corner. You're all playing for the same spot.
Yes.
And you're only
going
to keep like six of you maybe, a guy in practice squad. It's hard for people to understand the not just the mentorship you're offering guys who are competing for the same role as you, but also the friendship you form with these guys.
Yes, sir.
How positive the room is, how guys cheer for each other, hoping for the best for each other, knowing that they're hoping the best for you.
Yeah.
It's a real unique atmosphere for guys who, you know, a handful of which or whatever will be cut.
Yeah.
Because of that competition. But it's true. There is a real positive vibe in the room, I would imagine.
Yes, sir. Right? Very positive. I'm a firm believer in God, man. You put out good energy in this world, you get good energy back. And, you know, guys, we know we're competing. We know we're going at it. And we know we fight for, like you said, 5 or 6 roster spots. But at the same time, I always tell you guys, man, if you put great film out there and you're a great teammate and you're making plays, somebody will find you. Mm-hmm. You know, it might not be with this organization. It might not be, you know, with the team that you're hoping for. But at the same time, if you go out there and you ball out and you put great film out there, somebody will find you.
And the coaches on this staff also know people around the league too, so they're going to get asked about you.
Yes.
How you are in the meeting room, how you were with the young guys, how you manage
what kind
being
of leader
mentored,
you are,
being
everything.
Mentored by an
yes,
older
sir.
Guy as a young guy. All of that goes into the pod, and that keeps you
with a job.
Gets you an 11-year career.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir. It gets you an 11-year career, gets you with a job. It keeps you with a job because when coaches call around and, you know, you're not the – best teammate or you're not great with this, great with that, then it gets around the league. You know, word travel around the mouth around the league. So you try to go out there, you try to be the best teammate, best competitive, and you go out there and try to compete.
Yeah.
Captain, what do you think of this joint practicing? You've probably done it either in Minnesota or Carolina before. What does the team get out of it going up against somebody else?
It's a fun fact, man. You get to go out there and you get to compete and against different guys. You know, instead of going against your guys every single day in training camp, it's a grind. And, you know, some teams don't do it at all.
Right.
But some teams they're fortunate to go out there and do it. And it's just a grind, man, to go out there against somebody else that don't know you. You know, as the time is go on, you start to know your teammates when you go against them. You know, you start to know their moves. Like a couple guys probably say, oh, yeah, he's aggressive when he do this. But those guys over there, they don't know you.
Right.
You know, they don't know you by, you know, in training camp. You know, they probably know you during the season when they study film and stuff like that. But it's definitely different, but at the same time, it's fun. I love practicing against somebody else because you get tired of going against the same guys sure. every single day, especially in training camp for 21, 22 days that you're there.
Sure.
Yeah, so you're going to be down here all week, and then they roll in, you know, Thursday, Friday, you'll go back to Charlotte, roll into Charlotte, and get ready for that game Thursday night. What are your thoughts about being back in that stadium playing against that team?
I did it before in my career. Yeah. When I was in Minnesota, we came into Charlotte, and we played against the Panthers. It was a different feeling. And to come back this early in the preseason, and I just left there, right. it's going to be different. Right. But at the same time, man, like I said, I just love the game of football. I'm just happy I got a job and I get to go out there and I get to compete, you know, and I got the call at the right time, you know, to get myself ready and get myself playing into football shape and be ready to roll.
You'll get up to Charlotte with the rest of the Bills later this week and hopefully get your stuff together. You said
yeah, I got to go home. I got to go home and get me some clothes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I told Coach Mac McDermott, I said, Coach Mac, man, come on, man. Can I go home and get me some clothes and then come back? But they weren't going for it. They would not let me go to the airport.
Yeah, nothing but Bills gear to wear now,
yeah,
right? You
got
to keep
Bills
going through
gear.
The T-shirts.
Yeah, and you got family up in Charlotte then, a couple of boys? And the little girl?
Yeah. I got two boys and one girl. My son, he actually just left practice with his mom, with my wife. And I get to go home and, you know, see them and, you know, love on them before I, you know, leave back out.
I just want your sons. I'm looking at your two sons, Captain and Champ.
Yeah.
Great names.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with those?
Who
named you Captain?
My great-grandfather's name was Captain, and my grandmama, she named me. My mama promised my grandmama she could name the last child, and I was the baby boy
Excellent.
Of the family. So she named me after her dad, and my great-grandfather was named Captain Moore. So I'm Captain Munlin, and I have a son that I scarred with the name Captain.
Is he a junior?
Yes,
or a
he's
third?
Captain. He's Captain Munlin Jr.
Excellent. So, yeah. And what about Champ?
Champ, man, this is a crazy story. My wife got pregnant when I was in Minnesota, and I was going around the locker room, and she said if it was a boy, I'd get to name him. So I was going around the locker room asking the guys. I was like, yo, what can I name my son? And you had guys like Adrian Peterson, Anthony Boyd, Harrison Smith. All those guys were chiming in. Like, you should name him this. You should name him that. And Harrison Smith, actually, him and Sendejo came up with a name. They was like, man, you should name him Champion. I said, Champion? I said, I don't know if I like Champion. And I was like, man, you know what? How about Champ? And everybody was like, that's it, Champ. And they used to call me Tyler up there. They never wanted to call me Captain. I was like, we're not calling you Captain. We're calling you Tyler.
Where'd they get
so
that?
So they just gave me that name. Those guys just gave me the name. So
congratulations. We're going to name you something else. Yeah.
So my name was Tyler up there. So my son's name is Champ Tyler Munnerlin.
So here's the thing now. You're going to go at this game. You're going to be playing for the Bills back in Charlotte. All the family going to be there, right?
Yes, sir.
They got their Bills gear instead of the Panther gear? Are they going to change over or what?
They definitely got to change over. I don't want to see no Panther gear anymore. They have to. My son actually showed up at practice today. He didn't have Bills T-shirt on, but he definitely had the color. He's a big Spider-Man fan. So.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it fits. All right.
So it fits him. His Air Force Ones he had on was red, white, and blue.
There you go.
He had a Spider-Man hat on. So I was like, he's fitting in. So definitely got to give them some Bills gear because I don't want to see nothing Carolina no
there
more.
You go.
That's great. Captain, and it's great to meet you.
Yes, sir.
For coming
Thanks
by.
For having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.